Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio, will help you connect with the Ascended Masters to raise your vibration and understand the lessons of life, balancing karma, fulfilling your earthly mission, and manifesting a becoming God in action. This live call-in show with Michael Shane and the Ascended Masters is an opportunity to receive spiritual education and healing with the guidance and direction of our beloved Ascended Masters, all through this transphysical mediumship of Michael Shane and his amazing guests. Now, here is your host, Michael Shane.
Hello, everybody. It's a wonderful being here today, as it is always. Today, I'd like to have an opportunity to get to know all of you and give you an opportunity to know me. I'm a new host here on the Dr. Pat Network, and just want to give everybody an opportunity to know what it is that Michael Shane and the Ascension Foundation is all about. Basically, throughout my whole life, I've been experiencing a lot of unusual things, and in the beginning, I wasn't sure that they were really unusual. I thought everybody could see spirit and communicate to spirit and have these experiences that have manifested through this gift that we call spiritual gifts. And when I was growing up, you know, I would have what we would call those invisible friends, but they weren't so invisible to me, and I never could understand why that was. And so as I got older, I tried to incorporate or figure out a way to incorporate this aspect of my life because it didn't go away. Normally, some of us, we lose the ability to see things or hear things when our hormones kick in as we reach into our teenage years and we become more associated with our life and sports and things like that. But as I was in my teenage years, I noticed that these beings were still talking to me, and they had very beautiful messages of love and light and healing. And I can't honestly say that I lived or listened to a lot of it because, you know, when you're a teenager, nobody can tell you what to do. And so, because you know everything when you're a teenager, right? So anyway.
I know I did.
You did?
Yeah. Don't cross my path because I know I did. Okay, I didn't, but
well,
I thought I did.
So anyway, it was really kind of disturbing. I could not figure out a way for me to incorporate these beings into my life. Now, I say that back, going back into the beginning when I was 5 years old, and the three of the Ascended Masters asked me to do this work as I integrated into my physical existence. But things didn't happen the way that I originally was told. And so one of the things that occurred was I found myself kind of lost. I still had the communication of the masters and my guides, but there was absolutely no direction to take it. And I know that some of you out here have had that same experience. You know, you're hearing things that most people don't hear, experiencing things that most people don't experience, and you have no idea what to do with it in your life, if anything at all. And if you choose not to do anything with it, it's still there. So it's kind of lingering. And that's kind of what I'm talking about. When we're going through life, we have three plans. The plan that you have for yourself, the plan that God has for you, the plans that your parents have for you. And generally, the plan that God has for you is the plan that comes into fruition, no matter what you do. And believe me, I spent 20 years doing everything I possibly could not to do this work. But I do not regret making the decision to do this work. So as I got older, I realized, through the help of a gentleman in California, how I was going to integrate these abilities into my life. first step was going through healing. I had to heal from things that were connected to my lifetime and other lifetimes. I had a chip on my shoulder as a young child that was there until almost into my 30s. And you would never believe for a moment that I would change from that, or anybody could change from that. When you're holding that much anger, guilt, fear, and sadness, which is what is the major keys of what decides who we're going to be or how we're going to be as an individual, what we hold on to or what we release, you don't think it's going to go away. So you look for things to cover it up, like drugs, alcohol, workaholics, whatever you want to use to cover up the feelings. And I met a gentleman that had been studying past life regression work, and he came into my life. I had known him when I was 7 years old, and he says, you know, I have this modality that you should check out. And I was very skeptical, and I did do it, and I come to realize I was feeling pretty good afterwards for 2-3 weeks. I wanted more, because after the first couple of weeks, the old feelings started coming up. So I obviously was saying, no, one isn't enough. It's kind of like Ruffles potato chip. One's never enough. So I eventually moved to California and went through a series of healing sessions. And then eventually I became one of his students, and he began to teach me. And all these other spoiled ideas of who Michael Shane is started to appear. And it had its ups and downs, and I was trying to integrate this belief that I knew what I was doing, you know, going back to my teenage vibration. You know, these masters are telling me how to go into trance. I'm saying, no, I can do this on my own. Or Master Jesus telling me that your body, the cleaner your vehicle is, the easier it is for us to work through you. And I'm thinking to myself, what are they telling me? It sounds to me like they're just trying to control my life. Well, the truth of the matter is, they're not controlling our lives. We still have free will. They're giving us information that they have received from thousands of years of existence, if not longer. And I finally decided to listen to what they were saying. And next thing you knew, communication was happening in the master communication sessions. Most of you know that as being a seance. Apport started to appear. It was just amazing. It was like riding this big giant wave, but you knew that the wave was going to get bigger as time or life progressed forward. It was just absolutely amazing. Now, today, we're going to be opening up the phone lines, and I would like some of you to maybe even share some of the experiences that you've had. Get to know me, and I'd like to get to know you and ask some questions. And you can get a hold of us here at 1-800-930-2819. I'll look forward to hearing from you, and we'll be doing that after the first break. We'll be opening up the phone lines. When I became really deeply connected to committing myself to the Ascended Masters, I also come to realize I wasn't alone. That all of us have this opportunity to be connected to their teachings, the modalities that they share with us, their love, their light, their healing. And if I were to really give the biggest message of today, I would say that we're all special. And none of us are any more special than anyone else. We all have a gift that's important. We all have the ability to live, to exist, to be loved, to be happy. And all you really need to do to connect to that is, one is you first have to believe in yourself and believe that the divine out there is within all of us. And therefore, that makes our progression forward into our lives a happy one. Nothing cannot be accomplished under that vibration. So after the break, at 1-800-930-2819, you can give us a call, and I'll be more than happy to talk with you if you have any questions or maybe even just to share a little story. Thank you very much.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirth, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
Beloved Ascended Master, Master Saint Germain, through the trance mediumship of Michael Shane, is offering a one-time series of transformative healing sessions to help you let go and be who you truly are. Experience two crystal light energy healings and one past life regression with Michael for $125, a savings of $215. This offer is available to the first 20 callers who schedule their session. Be one of the first. Call now, 1-800-508-6437, 1-800-508-6437. Schedule your session and visit michaelshane.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email julie@mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hello, everyone. I'm Cheryl Gardner, and you're back on the Michael Shane Show with Michael Shane. But before we continue, I would like to let everyone know that we have two exceptional promotional offers going on right now. So that everyone can participate, Michael is offering a 30-minute channeled reading over the phone or in person at our center in Tacoma for $40. That's right. It's just $40. Also amazing, if you would like to experience a crystal light energy healing as taught by Lord Buddha, we're offering an individual session with Michael or another gifted member of our foundation for $50. That's a savings of $70, and let me tell you, it is an experience to behold. It's limited to one per person. For more information or if you'd like to schedule your appointment, please call me at 1-800-508-6437. Or you may visit our website at michaelshane.com. That's Michael, MYCHAELSHANE.com. Now let's go back to Michael.
Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing today? It's just been a wonderful opportunity that Dr. Pat has offered for me to be on her network. She's a beautiful lady and one that understands the vibrations of healing, what it means to heal and to help others. One of the stories that I wanted to tell you, and then we're going to go to the phones, is one of the most transformations that I have gone through in my entire life is to recognize that when I'm working on people, I'm not alone. There are beings there that are integrating in that vibration as well. And I find a lot of the answers that I've been looking for that's helped me through my own healing by helping and working with others. It's almost like we're doing this together. We're living on the planet together. We're healing together. We're loving together. And we're just oneness together. So it's just a very beautiful thing. I find myself humbled every time I see the masters and the things that they have to say. And it's never just a one message. It's an infinite number of messages that are all connected to that one concept, and that's that concept of God and love. It's just amazing. Now let's go to the phones, Benny. What do you say about that?
I would love to. Let's take, I believe it's Naomi calling it from Seattle. Great question about health. So welcome to the show.
Hello, Naomi. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you very much. I just have this issue with my health, and I've been dealing with it for about under 10 years. And I am so tired of it. I mean, I have the normal, usual stuff like high blood pressure and diabetes. I'm like sick of it. I've just had enough. And I'm asking what I need to do to rectify all this. It's like, this is just annoying.
Well, this is St. Germain's department, and he's given me the message to give to you today. And that is, the first part of it is stuff you've probably already heard, and that's diet and exercise.
Right.
Now, I know
I've started.
You started a what?
I've started a diet and exercise program.
Okay. That will help, all right?
Okay.
The other is looking back into your past, whether it be present life or other lifetimes, to see what it is that you may be holding on to that you might be unaware of, or you might even be aware of it, that's connected to the anger, guilt, fear, and sadness concepts that causes what we coin as dis-ease, which creates the other issues that we have in our life, the medical issues. And
Right. So
one of the things that I would suggest is do some regression therapy work, past life regression, and put yourself into the memories of your past to see what is there. So if you add the diet, the exercise, the regression, and you put those three things together, you'll start to notice a difference and a change. Now, it's not all going to heal, you know, in 5 minutes.
Right.
Okay. It took you a while to get where you're at today. With the health issues, it's going to take you a little while to heal it, too. But you don't know what it is that you're going to open up to. There's going to be all kinds of things that you're going to feel and to experience. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
You are the first caller today, and so this is going to be a happy thing for you. I am offering a past life regression with either myself or another Ascension Foundation member who's been trained at this modality. And that's something that I would suggest that you call to find out what may be that you're holding on to.
Okay.
And that phone number is 800-508-6437, or you can go to michaelshane.com and get a hold of us. And you can set up that appointment for being the first caller today.
Oh, thank you.
And then we'll go from there.
right.
Now, Saint Germain does have a diet that he offers to people that I will offer you when I see you.
Thank you so much. Yes,
I will. Thank you very much for calling in today. I'll look forward to hearing from you, and we'll start changing the vibration of life to be that of health and happiness.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Thank you.
And hang tight, and we'll get your information. Be right back.
So that's a beautiful opportunity to be able to connect to vibrations that you're holding on to in the past. I know that it's helped me in my life, and I'm still going through it. You know, there's all kinds of things out there to deal with and focus on, and it's just been probably the best roller coaster ride I've ever had to be on. You know, it's just absolutely beautiful. So if you wish to call in today at 1-800-930-2819 to either share a story with your spiritual experiences or to ask me some questions, do so at 800-930-2819. Now, I talked a little bit about myself, and obviously there's a lot more. There's many facets to all of us, but I'd like you to hear a little bit about what the Ascension Foundation is all about. A lot of you that listen here have heard about my apportation ability. Some of you may be listening. It was at the woman show downtown Seattle a couple of weeks ago and experienced that apportation. But I want to make sure that everybody understands that the Ascension Foundation and myself, Michael Shane, that's not our focal point. The phenomena is not where the deeper answers and questions lie. The phenomena is there, obviously, for the message and the healing. But you have to go a little bit further than that to understand the self. So the Ascension Foundation works on opening up the healing modalities and issues that people hold on to. We also give education to who the Ascended Masters are, who your spirit guides are, the angel guides. We have, which we do twice a month, a mystery school on Sunday from 1 to 3. It's the first and third Sundays of the month, mm-hmm. From 1 to 3. It's a wonderful class. It's very involved. A lot of information. I also do a master class. It's a study of the Ascended Masters. And also we do some development classes because we all have a gift out there. And that we have to, some of us might not know what it is, and this class not only helps you find out what that gift may be, it also helps train you so you can utilize it in your life as well. The Ascension Foundation has been a dream of mine since I was a little boy when the masters had asked me to go out in your life and create seven temples. Now, they were asking me, they weren't telling me to do it because they never will tell us what to do. But the most beautiful part of that is it resonated with me. It was exciting. And you can kind of imagine what it would be like to go through your life trying to reach that goal and you just not be able to just reach it. It's like being 5 inches away from a glass of water when you're out in the middle of the desert, but you just can't reach it. Okay? So what I did to reach it, to finally grab that glass of water so I can quench my spiritual thirst, is to heal, to go through healing, education, receiving knowledge. When all this stuff occurs, your life honestly changes, and I say this from experience. We're in a beautiful world. It's such a wonderful place to be. To wake up in the morning feeling like you just don't want to go out and be part of it, where there's no energy, no will to do it, that's a travesty. Get up and breathe and look out there at the plants and the trees. Yeah, Washington, like today, is a little cloudy, but you know what? It's still beautiful because how amazing is it to see seasons as they come into our life? the weather, the sun, the moon, the stars, the people that we live with here in this world. Education, understanding who your neighbor is, whether it be the neighbor that lives next door to you or the one in another country. It's all part of healing. It's all part of love. It's all part of life. It is just a beautiful opportunity to be one with that experience. We come into these lifetimes connected to karma, connected to what is karma? What is to find your soulmate? So after the break, I'd like to talk a little bit about karma and soulmates.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Gardner, and you're listening to The Michael Shane Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to tell you about an exciting event that we're having, staging out at Triway Grange in Mill Creek. It's coming up on Saturday, April 13th. This will be a powerful night of healing and inward growth. It kind of goes along with what Michael's talking about today in karma and what we need to do to heal from that. This is a time that we are all experiencing transformational growth, and Michael himself continues to transform and was recently awakened to a new healing gift that will be introduced for the very first time at this special event. Audience members will receive an amazing healing experience along with a select number of individuals who will be invited to join Michael on stage. But there's still more. Michael will attempt to bring through gifts from spirit. Now, if you've heard Michael talk about apportation, well, this is a time that you can come out and experience it for yourself. These gifts are actually healing objects, which we refer to as apports. They're gemstones, coins, which are brought through from the etheric realm through a vortex in Michael's body. And so we're just asking you to come join us, experience the amazing, illuminating divine energies and unconditional love of the Masters of Shambhala. Michael, would you like to talk a little bit more about apportations?
Yes, the apportation is a process. It's not a name of an object. It's the process of taking a object and have it transmuted into its natural form by using the power of the heart chakra into energy. And so this energy then travels, per se, for the lack of a better word, from one point to another by folding time and space and putting the same points in the same space. The point of origin and the point of destination. And these objects are charged with beautiful energy from the ascended masters, and you can pretty much feel the energy right away. But when you hold on to these objects 1 minute past midnight of the day that you receive it, the energy becomes integrated into you, as you've experienced, where you can feel it even more, and the energy of it is of healing, light, love, and the message that comes with it. So it's a pretty good opportunity. It is hard to wrap your mind around it when you see it for the first time. But all things are possible, you know. Mm-hmm. Where there's God, the vibration of God, and the belief of God, all things there become possible. Dr. Wayne Dyer told me that.
That's
He's a
great.
Wonderful. Well, opportunity to speak with him.
Oh, absolutely. Well, if you'd like more information about this event in Mill Creek at Triway Grange, give me a call at 1-800-508-6437, or you may visit our website again at michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com.
And you are listening to Michael Shane on the Transformational Talk Radio. Wonderful, wonderful experience. And if you wish to call in today at 1-800-930-2819 to ask me a question, well, that's really not 100% true. You're asking the Ascended Masters a question. We have Buddha with me today now. If you have a question you'd like to ask that Buddha could answer, call in at 1-800-930-2819. I wanted to touch a little bit on karma and soulmates. And this is going to be an unprecedented statement or belief, because in my time in this life, I come to realize that the definitions of karma and soulmates and things of that nature is not necessarily what we've been told. Now, I'm only telling you my truth. I'm not saying that this is an absolute truth, but it is my truth. And that is karma. We tend to believe, you know, you heard of the saying instant karma. You do something bad to somebody and it comes back to you. Or whatever. You have a bad experience, you come into a lifetime to resolve that karma that you experienced. The truth is, when the integration separated, where we experienced separation, where we became male, female, light, dark, and so forth, we lost a lot of understanding of what it was like to be in a nirvana state of consciousness. So why would we need to go through the opposite polarity of positive states of consciousness to learn what that experience is in order for us to integrate back into the source and into that vibration, with also the opportunity to not only be the back into the oneness of God, you now have created an individuality. So I believe my definition of karma is basically the definition of school. You go to school, you learn at school, math, English, history, or what have you, and in this case, you're learning anger, guilt, fear, and sadness. Now, Cheryl, tell me a little bit about your experiences that you've had at the Ascension Foundation based on that.
Well, I'm going to go back to the different experiences that I had with people learning about their true life purpose. And once they've opened up to it and they've gone through some of the healing processes, you know, it's just been amazing what has flourished. And I've just seen a totally different transformation in these people. And now they're actively helping others every day. And I've had the experience myself of being the recipient of some of these beautiful healing gifts that these people have. And it is truly amazing to see.
Well, it is a wonderful experience and an opportunity for not only myself or yourself to go through, but for everybody else to have an opportunity to experience what it's like to let go of that heavy weight. And now that we are in that transformational time, which is really interesting that this is transformational radio, that a lot of our stuff is starting to appear out of nowhere, you know, almost like we don't have a choice. It's like, who's in control of my own mind? You know, here's all this stuff coming at us from our past and our present, and even stuff we didn't even know was there is just piling on top of us. Why is that? Is that a punishment of some kind? No, it's basically the universe or your higher self saying, hey, we're going into a time of love and light. So why not go into the time of love and light without that weight holding us down? And this is an opportunity to help let that go. And so I really honestly believe that karma is the letting go, not the accumulation of these experiences. And you find the weight being lifted, you do actually physically feel lighter, and you look at the world in a different way. You know, if you're sitting on the couch and you're looking at your environment on the couch, that's how you're going to recognize it. Stand up on top of the couch and look around, and you'll notice, even though you're in the same environment, the environment's changed in its appearance, because now you're looking at something on a different level or in a different way. So karma, and someone told me one time a really funny snippet that my karma ran over your dogma. That's just a joke. It's just a beautiful opportunity to see yourself when you're really feeling wonderful, when you're really feeling that happy-go-lucky energy where you can tackle the world without any doubt in yourself. Belief in oneself is one of the most powerful tools to have. There's laughter, which is why every once in a while I'll bring in kind of a little stupid joke or comment, just trying to get people something to laugh about. And you've met Bobby, my spirit guide. When she's communicating to people, boy, does she go for the laughter.
Yes, she does.
Because laughter is one of the best healing modalities there are in this world. Second, I would like to bring up today is, now this is the one that's a little bit more controversial than the first one, and that is soulmates. We spend, most of us, our whole life trying to find love. And you've heard the song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places? Well, that's probably more true than you know, because we're looking for our soulmate. And I believe from my own experience having a relationship with my soulmate, that the soulmate isn't necessarily the vibration or the person that you would want to have a relationship with, unless it's predestined in some kind of plan prior to coming into your lifetime. I find that twin flames is what we should be looking for, and it makes more sense. If you look at the concept of soulmate, that's a like being, and that's someone like you. Okay? How many of us can get along with ourselves? And some of us can, some of us can't, you know. But when you think of flaming, twin flame, flaming energy, powerful, exciting, loving. And I'm presently in a relationship for the last 10 years of marriage. This is my 11th year with a twin flame. And it's been, you just can't put words to it. You know, you find yourself calling, or I find myself calling her to let her know, like today when I leave the radio show, I'm going to call her and let her know I'm on my way home. Excuse me. And I've never done that before in any relationship I've ever had. So you find changes in yourself when you find that twin flame, things that you would do. You find that your whole life, the decisions that you make, is based on the healing of that individual and the focus on that individual. So after the break, I will be taking some more callers at 1-800-930-2819. And you are talking to Michael Shane on Transformation Radio. Look forward to speaking with you.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain, through the transmediumship of Michael Shane, is offering a one-time series of transformative healing sessions to help you let go and be who you truly are. Experience two crystal light energy healings and one past life regression with Michael for $125, a savings of $215. This offer is available to the first 20 callers who schedule their session. Be one of the first. Call now, 1-800-508-6437, 1-800-508-6437. Schedule your session and visit MichaelShane.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know,
explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Hi, we're back live on the Michael Shane Show, and this is Cheryl Gardner. And before I turn it over to Michael, and we can talk more about soulmates, twin flames, and very interesting in-depth subject, I'd like to just remind everyone that we have this fabulous opportunity for everyone to participate. If you would like a reading over the phone or in person, just give me a call at 1-800-508-6437. Really, if you're wondering, gee, am I going to meet that special person in my life? Where am I? What is my life purpose? This is a great opportunity to have this time to ask Michael and the Masters of Shambhala for guidance and direction. So I would really like to just invite everyone to give us a call. Again, that number is 1-800-508-6437. Another thing that Michael touched on is Mystery School. We do have Mystery School on the first and third Sunday of every month. It's a fabulous class. We talk about all the ancient mysteries and what life entails for us, and just varied phenomenal subjects. And so if you would like to learn more and be part of that, we offer developmental training for those out there that already have awakened to their gifts and would like to see how far they can take it. I would encourage everyone to just give us a call or visit our website at www.michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com. Well, back to you, Michael. I think we have time to take another call.
Well, namaste, everybody, and greetings. It's really wonderful to speak with you and to talk with all of you on this show, to share a little bit of my life and the life of the Masters. It's been one beautiful ride, I got to tell you. There's opportunities that are going to be happening in all of our lives that the Masters have been telling me. It's not just an opportunity for one or two people. It doesn't have anything to do with organizations, drawings, internet. It's an opportunity of happy life. The Masters on the date of June 1st, 2013, are going to be giving an array of energies throughout our skies. It's going to come down like a veil over the top of us of energies of positive thinking, happiness, joy, love, light. And it's going to be a wonderful opportunity. The most sensitive of us will be able to experience it more, but if you focus on it, and that'll be at exactly 1 minute before midnight on the 1st of June, 2013. So, what do you say we go to our next caller?
Sure, let's take Linnea calling in from Linwood, and a comment and question kind of moving around the twin flames that you were speaking of earlier. So, okay. Linnea, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Michael. I love your show.
Thank you.
I had a question when I was listening to you talk about the twin masters. You know, it seems to me, twin flame.
Yes.
It seems to me like I meet more women who are more spiritually evolved than men. And so it's really hard. How do you recognize that partner that may be your twin flame? It seems like it's, I don't know. I'm not sure how to look for that. Or do I look for that? Do I just ask it to come to me?
Well, neither, actually. You don't have to look for it or ask for it to come to you. It will come to you on its own. We are given three twin flames per lifetime to choose between, and we might even be in a relationship with all three of them. But one of the things that you're going to notice if you're in a room or in on a sidewalk or in a car at a stoplight or whatever, in the gas station, and your twin flame comes along, you're going to have an uncontrollable urge to look in their direction. And you may be really, really, really shy, but you're going to have a transformation take place. You're going to go over there and get yourself into a conversation with them, you see. And if you're not shy, you're definitely going to do that. And that's it's like with my wife. I just came right out and told her, you know, I want to marry you. You know, that I love her, and she's a beautiful woman. And I've never done that before. I mean, my principles in life when I was younger was, if you want to date me, you know my phone number. You can call me and ask. You know, that was that guiding or guarding my emotions and that worry of being, you know, put down. So, and that's one of the reasons why I've gone through the healings that I've gone through, so I don't have to feel that. But in regards to you, your twin flame isn't really that far away in your life.
Huh, okay.
Geographically and physically and spiritually.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting when you say that, because I met somebody like that, but the relationship is so difficult that it doesn't work on some levels, you know what I mean? But on others it does. So I don't know. Is everything really smooth with it? Is that one of the aspects of it or not?
Well, in order to develop that clean slate, your guys' issues with one another, because you wouldn't have had only just this lifetime together, need to come to the surface so you can let it go.
Right, okay.
You see, I'm being told by Master Buddha that the person that you have met is a twin flame and holds a potential with you to have a very beautiful relationship, okay? But there's just a little bit of stubbornness in there that needs to be worked on, if you understand my meaning there.
Oh, yes.
Okay? And one of the best places to go to locate healing from that is a place called Maui. So I give you permission to go to Maui. How's that?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. That would be great.
Yeah. But you were talking also in regards to the twin flames, that there's women are the ones that are involved in the spiritual aspect of these movements.
Right.
And the reason it's always been that way, women have been trying to be involved forever. You know, for one reason or another, and it's because they're the one that has the proper switch to opening up the world to spirituality. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
So when I do my sessions or events or speaking engagements, 99% of the people that come are women. Now, we're in the feminine age now, so it's even going to be more so. But that also means that the feminine nature that's inside of a male will open up, and you're going to start seeing more men come to these situations. So whether the gentleman that you're with now that you've met, and you're going to have to go slow here, okay, is the individual or not, You will notice that you're going to find a very spiritual motivated individual. Okay?
Okay.
So if you have any questions in the future, feel free to look us up at michaelshane.com, and maybe we'll just see you around the Ascension Foundation one time.
Oh, absolutely. I'm interested. So thank you so much for your advice today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and you have a beautiful day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Now, today, I would like everybody to just close your eyes at some point when you're not driving and just think of yourself as children of God. And I will let you go today with the thought that love is, as is God. I love you all. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to The Michael Shane Show, Conversations with the Ascended Masters on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Eastern Time to connect with the Ascended Masters, raise your vibration, and understand the lessons of life. Call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. This is your opportunity to receive spiritual education and healing with the guidance and direction of our beloved Ascended Masters, all through the transphysical mediumship of Michael Shane and his amazing guests. For more information about the show and a schedule, full personal session with Michael, visit michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.